Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year. Hope you guys had a wonderful Christmas. Hope you guys have a wonderful New Year. For those of you who are listening, this past week, well, technically yesterday, which was Christmas, and the day before yesterday, have you guys watched that new movie with Kurt Russell where he's the Santa Claus or whatever? It's actually pretty good. I thought it was good anyways. But I just wanted to talk to you guys about Christmas and just talk about what I did. Maybe you can relate, maybe you can't. Whatever. Yeah. I think you can, though. I think you can relate. You're gonna relate. Just listen in. I had some tamales and watched Christmas movies and drove places and hung out with family. Can you relate? We'll find out. Alright, now that that's out of the way, my name is Odie. This is Life Advice That Is Good For Life. And really, I guess I don't really have much of advice, any specific advice for the day. Mostly just want to talk about my Christmas. And throughout me talking about my Christmas, just talk about some practical things that you can do during the holidays. Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, it's still pretty good stuff. But Life Advice That's Good For Life is where me, your host, OD, goes to pick up my wife from work as I try to give life advice that's good for life. So, Christmas. How many of you guys celebrate Christmas anyways? I know for me, I've celebrated it throughout my life. I was born Catholic because of my parents, the religion I was born into. And then even after we weren't really, well, first and foremost, we weren't really full on practicing this religion, Catholicism. We did have a good stretch, I guess, where we did go to church every Sunday. We had people come over from the church to hang out and all that good stuff. But for the most part, never would say that we were devout Catholics. And so eventually we stopped going to church because my dad opened up his own business. We all put work in and we had our own business. And so that pretty much dominated our 24/7. And it wasn't until 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago now, right? Maybe two and a half, I became a Christian along with my wife. We gave our lives up to Jesus Christ, which is the reason why we celebrate Christmas in the first place. And here we are. Now we're celebrating Christmas every year. And it definitely has a completely new meaning when we celebrate Christmas. And now it's not just like, oh crap, we have to start saving up to buy Christmas presents for the army of kids that our sisters and brothers have. But even though it's technically mostly all sisters, because my brother has only one child, but he's in Mexico with his mom, and we don't really talk to that lady. Or I think I've only met my brother's son like twice, maybe even less. But anyways, so it has now that we're Christian, it gives Christmas a completely new meaning. This past Tuesday, went to hang out with one of my wife's sisters and her husband and their kids. Had a beautiful time, man. There's nothing like a Christmas day where you sleep in, you watch kids open up presents, you watch their faces light up from the things that they got, and you hang out with family, you eat food, and you pretty much just lounge all day. There's nothing like it. And you get presents. You get Christmas presents from other people. So I guess where I'm going with all this, I didn't really have a topic in mind or really anywhere to go with this, but I guess what I learned from this past Christmas is a few things. I'm going to tell them to you off the whim here, but family is super important to have during the holidays, for sure. Even if you're single, don't even worry about that. As long as you have family, you're solid. And even if you don't have family, if you have friends, consider them your family. And if you have friends to hang out with during the holidays, you're solid. And eating delicious food is just as important. And I think more than anything, though, the most important thing is to remember why we celebrate Christmas. And this is the main thing, is the reason, remembering the reason why. It's not because of some mythological, whatever. I don't even know if that's a word. Figure named Saint Nick, even though technically he was a real person back in the day. I think it was, yeah, was it in Sweden or Normandy? I don't know, some country in the European area, where there was a guy that went around dressed in red, and he gave his neighbors, kids, and everybody presents and all that stuff, and basically off of this, Christmas was born, from what I remember anyways. The idea, the consumerism part of Christmas was born, I would like to think. Anyways, but the real reason why we celebrate Christmas is not because of Santa Claus or Saint Nick, but it's because of the resurrection. Or not the resurrection, sorry, that's Easter. the birth of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he could also be your Lord and Savior if you're already a Christian. And if you're not, and it's as simple as this, is it's as simple as believing in your heart with all your strength, all your might, that God did come down in human form, and his name was Jesus, and he died on the cross for the sins of the world, and for whoever would believe in him would have everlasting life, which is basically life after death. You spend all eternity with God, and nothing's more beautiful than that. Than that is nothing really compares to that. And so Christmas is, to me, and really the true meaning of Christmas is just that, is remembering what God did by being born, not exactly around this time of the year, but just being born and what he did, the reason why he came to this earth. And now Christmas has a definitely a new meaning. I have more oomph in my step around this time of year, and it's because of him, not because of my own actions or thoughts of what Christmas is, but of the truth of what Christmas is. But that is that. End of rant. Hope you guys enjoyed your Christmas. Hope you guys had some awesome, got some awesome stuff for Christmas. I personally got some black boots, a hard disk drive, all these things I asked for in the list, and I gave it to my wife and she bought them. And so, yeah, it was another Christmas in the bag, and we're off to the new year next week. Hope you guys enjoy your New Year's and stay safe. Be safe. Stay at home if you're going to be drinking. Don't drink and drive. Don't be stupid. And just enjoy. Enjoy life. And I'll catch you guys next week, Lord willing. Love you. Peace. God bless.